From Anshei Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parashat Shlach, Jewish Wings. We dedicate our webcast this week to memory of Andrew Siegel, Alav HaShalom, loving memory by his wife Erica Siegel, for his upcoming Yurtzeit. The Torah Moor, great Spanish and Portuguese commentary, he notices this idea that there's a kesher, that when it comes to the tefillin, there's some, there's a knot that's made. And these knots, he claims, are symbolic, not simply of a person making a knot to remember God, but actually trying to tie together the Elyonim and Tachtonim. The Elyonim, heavens, and Tachtonim, the earth. When a person ties his tzitzis, he's saying that there's a connection between heaven and earth. In this sense, every Jew recapitulates the history of Jacob, our forefather, Yaakov, our forefather, who saw the sulam mutzav arza, roshom magia shemayim. He saw the ladder that was fixed to the ground, and the head of the ladder was in the heaven, because he understood the connection between heaven and earth. He was a merkava l'shchina. He was that connection between heaven and earth. Torah in general, says the Torah Moor, Torah is a connector between heaven and earth. It's that heavenly gift that God gives to us here down on earth to help us live a life on earth according to the heavenly principles. Each one of the knots shows that everything is one, that all of life is one. It's all part of God's creation. It's all connected. It's all tied to God. And that's why also we have the blue thread, because the Ramban says something cryptic. I'm not sure I fully understand. I don't fully understand. But he said something to the effect that the Tehillat, the blue thread, is connected to everything, to call the notion that God is everything. And that's why we say, or for in Kelukina, we say, In Kadosh Kashem Ki Ein Biltecha. There's no one holy like God because there's no one beside you. We don't mean that simply that some people are pagans, they think there are two gods. So we say there's no one beside you, only one God. No. There is nothing beside you. Ein od milvado, there is nothing aside from God. God is really everything. God is infused in the entire universe because it all comes from Him. The kesher, the knot, is also connected to the name of God. After all, the number of knots, you have five knots, and then there are, if you take two of them in the front, so you land out with 16 strings, is 8 strings times 2 is 16, and 5 knots and 5 knots is 10, it lands out to 26. And in fact, many Sephardic Jews, that they had the number of twists between each knot is Yud Kei Vav Kei, 10 for the first letter of the Tetragrammaton, and then Hey, 5 for the next letter, and then a 6 for the Vav, and then another Hey, another 5. So that's how some do it, because it's connected, as the Torah Moor says, it's connected with the name of God. The person who wears the tzitzis, therefore, says the Torah Moor, he is tied to God. The person who wears the tzitzis is saying, not only I am a Jew, I am trying to be tied to God. Finally, he suggests something very beautiful, and that is that when the Torah uses the expression corners, it doesn't say corner as in pina or something like that, but it says kanfei, on the wings, literally on the wings of your garments, because if indeed the tzitzis connect us from earth to heaven, then the tzitzis give us wings to spread wings to soar to the heavens, to soar to the heavens. Now, women may wonder, how do they fit into this mitzvah after all? Women are not obligated to the tzitzis. It's perhaps a men's garment. Perhaps it's connected to a man's problem, going after their eyes. It's sort of a man's thing. But I heard from my son, Natan, that actually there's an idea that a person, a woman who's not obligated in tzitzis, it's keman to love each dummy. It's as if they are wearing the tzitzis. A woman is always as if she is connected and has the wings toward the heavens. This idea, of course, that tzitzis is very much connected to the rest of the parsha. We shouldn't go after our eyes. The spies said, oh, they saw X, Y, and Z in the land of Israel, so that's it, they can't go. They went after their eyes. There's a lot of connections linguistically and thematically between the tzitzis and the parsha. And this is true here as well, when this thought of the Tzohar HaMor. Because if the Tzohar HaMor is saying, Rav Avraham Savang is saying that the tzitzis ties us with the God in heaven, that's what was going on. The Jews were told, go to the land of Israel. Get ready, you're going. In 11 days, you're going to walk to the land of Israel. So be prepared. And when you go there, you're going to have to connect the gashmiyut, the physicality, the vasavtadi ganecha, the reaping and the harvesting and the threshing and the winnowing. You're going to have to connect that with the Spirit of God, with the worship of God. And the Jews didn't get it. They said, I don't get it. We're here in the desert. Everything is so spiritual. We'll go to Israel. We're going to have the wheat. And it's not for us. It's for the giants. It's not for us. We can't connect. We can't connect it. And God says, no, you're going to connect it. You're going to make that knot. And you're going to connect the heavens and the earth. You're going to connect the spiritual and the physical. And that's why we have the mitzvah of the challah. Taking the challah, we're going to have a piece of bread. We're going to take off a piece of that bread and tarimu truma, we're going to lift it up. We're going to lift it up and make it holy. After all, the whole idea of the tzitzis, perhaps, is the idea that garments were the original tikkun. It was a fixing of the original sin of the taking of the fruit. And they did the sin then, and God made them garments. Those garments are a fixing of the original sin. And so too, when we wear the tzitzis, it lifts up that physicality, those garments, which are sort of outer garments. It's the outer shell of the human being. The garment represents the fallenness of man. But the tzitzis lifts us back up, gives us wings to soar, to get back to where we were before the sin of the Eitz Hadat, of the tree of knowledge. Tzitzis is that connector, it's that link between heaven and earth. It's that aspiration of every Jew, every spiritual person, to connect the heaven and the earth, the physical and the spiritual, and to somehow find that sulam, somehow find that ladder that's mutsav arta, that's, yes, very much connected to the ground, but also rosho magia shamayma. Also, its head reaches into the heavens. We can aspire, we can try to connect the heaven and the earth. And when we do that, hopefully, will soar on the wings of eagles toward our Father in heaven. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefar Beth Lamed Congregation. Thanks to our sponsor, Erica Siegel, memory of her beloved husband, Andy Siegel of Alva Shalom, Andrew Siegel, a Kohen. And we thank Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.